the police came in the morning, and I left the campus, and the students I had that they all got frustrated, but they controlled themselves, and they went out and sat alone. I think the students and the police, I told them that nothing must happen because we resort to violence. It will not be good for our students. So. But everything is calm and everything is okay now. It's just the police, they're just in the campus right now.
Do you know, was it the university administration that invited the police on the campus, or did the police come of their own accord?
The university administration.
Do you think that inviting the police on was an attempt to break up the student protest?
They brought the police personnel in, but I think they said that they were trying to provide security for the staffs and the facilities. At the moment, it's all peaceful here.
The Minister of Higher Education, Malachi Tabar, said that if the students want to boycott their classes and withdraw, he said there are thousands of other students willing to take your places at university.
That's what he said. So that's up to the education minister. As beyond us, as students, we have no say in that. But what the students are concerned is they want to exercise their freedom of speech and citizens' right to express what they feel for their country. And that's what they are doing.
What is it that you actually want to achieve? What is your protest aimed at getting?
Our protest is simple. We want our Prime Minister to step aside because of so many allegations that are pending, and we want him to preserve the integrity of the wish of the Prime Minister, which is the highest office in the land. So, like, we are not saying that you are not fit to end all the government. It's just that you have to sort yourself out as before. We are not pursuing the cases that are before the court or on that matter, but we are more interested in the office that he is in, and that is the office of the Prime Minister.
Obviously, boycotting classes and possibly putting your university educations in jeopardy, the students must feel pretty strongly about this to take these kind of actions.
We are living in a modern age where information is right there in their fingertips, and the actions of the students at the moment is the amount of information they know about the government and the economy and everything that's going on. So I saw something that has been, you know, hitting them all this time, you know, that they wanted to express themselves. So when we came out, they just took it on, and I still and finding it hard to go back, because it's like they want what they want. You cannot tell them to go back to class just like that. If they want referendum, we have to give them referendum. After the referendum is being given, if the students decide to go to class, then they will go to class. If the students don't want to go to class and they want to boycott, if they vote against going to class, they will have boycott. Now it's a referendum that they want. Even if I tell them to go back to class, they won't go because their mind is set already.
But clearly the government feels strongly about this. I mean, they've sent armed police onto the campus. Could this escalate even further? Could this turn into a confrontation?
Yeah, that's right. But we maintain peace, and so we maintain our unity, so that we as students, we get what we want in unified manner. For some students, when they see this armed police coming, they will want to react quickly than the other students. So we have to neutralize everything. So now it's the campus is okay.